Hey, folks, it's Christian Hahn from Joseph Airport Toyota and Hyundai sponsoring the second date update. It's going to be a good one, I'm pretty sure. And we're looking forward to these folks saying yes, like I do, about the lifetime powertrain warranty on most of our pre-owned vehicles.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Ryan. How are you?
Hey, Ryan. What's up?
So I'm calling about this girl, Sarah, that I went out with. We matched on Tinder, and we spent, about 3 nights texting, phone calls, video chat, which I was kind of refreshed about because, you know, a lot of times you meet on, you know, you match on Tinder. I don't know if you know this or not, but, like, girls won't even respond after you match with them. So I felt like, you know, we definitely did our due diligence in getting to know each other, and it was going great. And, you know, we finally decided that we should meet. So we made plans to meet somewhere kind of halfway between where the two of us live, and we met up at BJ's Brew House.
Nice.
Yeah. And, you know, we had a good time. She after BJ's, we ended up going back to my place to, you know, watch a movie. And I mean, everything was great. And now I'm getting ghosted. Like, I haven't been able to get a response from her. And I'm not completely blowing up her phone or anything, but I've texted a couple times and called a couple times. And yeah, so I'm just kind of like, what the hell happened? Is it something I said? Or
we should call Sarah.
You think so?
I think we should.
Well, give us about 10 minutes then, okay, Ryan? And we'll try to figure it out.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Okay, Ryan, so she did come back to your house to watch a movie, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, and then nothing. Doesn't make sense.
I know, that's a good sign. Dinner obviously went well.
Yeah, I mean, what movie did you watch?
Well, she mentioned she was into, like, you know, serial killer documentaries and movies and stuff. And she'd never seen Silence of the Lambs, so I was like, you gotta watch this.
Whoa, that is cool.
It's a classic.
That is cool. Yeah. Thanks, Woody. That was great. You want some Chianti?
Fava beans.
Okay, so now you just kind of be quiet there a little bit, and we will give her a call. Sarah, right? Right, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were talking. Yeah, Sarah, let's find out. I'd love to get to the bottom of it.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah. How you doing?
Well, how are you?
Oh, good. What did you think of Hannibal Lecter?
Oh, goodness. It was incredible. I was terrified. But it was amazing. Why?
Well, she's like, she don't even know who we are.
No, she doesn't. Well, we're Nancy and Woody from K99.1 FM.
Oh, good. I always feel like I should know who's calling. So I'm just going with it.
She didn't even bother to ask, did
no,
she?
No, but we were just talking to your friend Ryan about that you guys watched that movie.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, Ryan? Yeah.
I do know Ryan.
Okay, you guys went out?
Yeah, we met. We hung out. You know, he was perfectly nice. Did he call to ask about me?
Yeah, well, what we do here, it's called Second Date Update, where when two people go out on a date and one person can't get a hold of the other person because they want to go out again, they call us and we give them a call.
Oh, okay.
So Ryan told us everything, that you guys watched the movie, went to dinner, everything went well, and you just kind of went away.
Well, I mean, yes, at first everything was going well. We went back to his house after dinner, and we were getting ready to watch the movie, and when I sat down, I felt something crawling on my leg.
Was he hitting on you, maybe?
Footsie.
I wish it was that, but it was a freaking rat that was crawling, and I started screaming and swatting it. I'm like, my skin is still crawling from it, and I'm like losing it, and he starts telling me, like, wait, no, stop, you're hurting Ricky. I was like, like, at dinner he had talked about a pet named Ricky, but I was thinking a cat or a dog, not a rat.
What you're saying is he has a pet rat?
I mean, he lets it run around the house like it's just like a normal pet. That's not a normal pet.
It's unusual, you know, but...
I'm so freaked out by rodents, rats, like any... any creepy, crawly, gross thing. Like, I don't care if it's his pet. I don't care if it's his mommy. Like, it's disgusting. I don't want anything to do with any of that.
First of all, he is almost the size of a cat, and he's domesticated. Ricky is a good boy, and I've never had a problem with anybody, friends or women in the past that I've dated. You kind of, like, went in for, like... I was worried you were going to hurt him, so I'm sorry if I jumped at you, but, I mean, to most people, their pets are like their kids, and since I don't have kids...
Okay, no. I mean, it's a rat, or it's a rodent, it's a gross sewer creature. It shouldn't be roaming your house.
He's my little baby mouser.
Does he like, stay in a cage, Ryan, or...?
I mean, he's got an aquarium that, you know...
The apartment.
Yeah, I let him run free. He doesn't cause any problems. You know, at night I put him in there when it's Betty Bye, you know, it's not time to go to sleep.
But come on, like, Ryan.
No, otherwise
you let him sleep with you sometimes, don't you?
Once in a while, yeah.
A special treat.
I mean, it is the size of a cat, he said, so maybe it's a little cuddle buddy.
Yeah, and you know what? Fun fact, Sarah, rats are smarter than cats in a lot of cases.
Are you kidding me? Like, you're being ridiculous. Like, it's a rat. It's disgusting. Absolutely not.
He's 5 pounds, 9 ounces. Okay, I just had him weighed, Sarah.
I mean, do you all see the problem here? It's a massive rat.
I understand that you don't, that you're terrified. I mean,
right.
That's pretty obvious. But, you know, I mean, he didn't hurt you, right?
No, okay, I'll give you that. He didn't hurt me, but I don't want anything to do with any type of rodent. My skin is literally crawling right now. I can still feel where
curious.
It crawled over my
he's
leg.
He's curious, Sarah. He likes meeting new people. That's all it is. And I can't believe you're so freaked out over this. Like, Ricky's my baby, man. Come on. Like,
I mean, Nancy, I just don't think this is going to fit.
Well, I mean, I think they're coming from two different places on that. But normally at this time... because you both are talking to us, we try and send you back out on another date, you know, but you both have to agree because we're going to hook you up.
Yeah, we can send you out on the company limo, send them out to dinner. What else could we do for them, Nancy?
I don't know, maybe a movie or maybe another movie. You could go look at Christmas lights or something like that, but...
You both have to say yes right now, or it all goes away.
No, listen, it sounds like she's made up her mind, and I, you know, I have too. I mean, I can't date anyone that isn't gonna, that's gonna be mean to my pet rat, you know? Like, I don't know, man. She doesn't want to go out, and I, you know what? I don't want to go out either if that's how she's gonna be about it. So, thanks for trying, guys.
This is too much. It's just too much.
So, Ricky's family, right?
Yeah. You know what, Nancy, can I bring Ricky down to the station so you guys can meet him and see how cool he is?
I'm sure my cat Casper would love to meet him.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if that's a good move, but...
The K99.1 FM, 7:30.
Second date update.